And welcome once again to Capital Watch, where we keep an eye on what's happening under the Capitol Dome in Harrisburg for you. I'm your host, David Taylor, President and CEO of the Pennsylvania Manufacturers Association. With me in the studio, your Capital Watch All-Stars from the Pennsylvania Motor Truck Association, President and CEO, Rebecca Euler. Rebecca, great to see you.
Good to see you too, David. Thank you.
And with us on the team, my main man, Steve Bloom, Vice President of the Commonwealth Foundation. Steve, thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, David.
So, again, for the benefit of the listeners, we're going around about what's happening here in your state capital, Sin City, Harrisburg, PA. And so they're moving money around, Steve. Tell us about that. What's the latest?
Several weeks ago, Governor Shapiro announced that he was going to be flexing, which means moving or taking and putting somewhere else, more than $150 million from already approved highway infrastructure projects. And instead, and these were projects across the state, and instead divert those funds to the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority, known as SEPTA,
right?
Basically a large public transit system in the Philadelphia area, southeast. And that in and of itself is a little unsettling. You're moving millions and millions of dollars that were approved for another project to another entity all of a sudden without a lot of planning, without a lot of foresight. But worse than that, the situation at SEPTA is that their ridership has dropped by nearly 40% since 2019.
Ow.
But yet, its operating budget has risen by 9.3% during that same period. So, spending much, much more for fewer and fewer riders on the various systems that are associated with SEPTA.
Wow. That's a catastrophic kind of situation.
And it's been likened to the old adage about robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah.
But in this case, you're robbing Peter of, it's already stretched. Our highway funds are already stretched.
Right.
There's not a lot there. You're robbing from the highway funds to put it into an absolute downward, unsuccessful project known as SEPTA that is just consuming millions and millions of dollars while losing riders right and left.
Yeah.
And it's one of the least competitive transportation systems in the whole country.
And it's, you know, I mean, there's a lot to peel away there. I mean, certainly it's an audacious move on the part of the governor. And if you look at the fine print on where he took the money from, I believe that you'll be able to match up the districts of state Senate leaders with the locales where the road work was to be done. So that's a pretty, you know, direct and personal message. But it's long been a question of, you know, with mass transit, how can it be rendered cost effective? I think everybody concedes that we need to have the buses and the trains and all those things and the dense populated centers to
appropriate amount.
Correct. To get people to and fro. And it's important for the economy and for jobs, for people to be able to get to work. But as you correctly note, when there's such a steep drop in ridership, and not only are they not able to hold the line on spending, but that spending goes up, like that is the very definition of unsustainable.
They're not having the hard conversations that they need to have, which is, first of all, what kind of a fare are they going to charge their ridership so that the ridership, as is normally the case, can carry a lot of the burdens of operating the public mass transit system. And further is the question of, Are they just going to make it bigger because they're just going to keep spending more as ridership goes down? Have they made those difficult analyses of which routes are the profitable routes and which ones are not? And have they considered committing to eliminate inefficiencies in the system, such as closing those kind of unused routes? There's so much that can be done, and instead, you're seeing this shell game of moving money from one entity to another, just to get them a few more months of sustenance before they have their next crisis.
Yes, and again, I admire your clarity of vision and your fixedness of purpose. If only such things were applicable in southeastern Pennsylvania, because it just seems like the laws of economics do not apply, or at least are not allowed to apply, because that's what any sensible, responsible manager would do, to say, all right, we need to tighten our belts. We need to figure out how to get more benefit out of the dollars that we have. We need to recalibrate to see, what's reasonable in terms of getting more from the strap hangers, so that the system can sustain itself to the greatest possible degree. It'll always need some degree of money from the Commonwealth, but the managers there should be working to minimize that to the greatest degree. So, Rebecca, you're right there in the middle of the transportation world. I'm sure that you have thoughts about this, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. So when the governor made this move, he did note that there had been several times the state House representatives passed bills to increase funding for SEPTA, for mass transit generally. And I think it was three bills that had passed in the House. And they sent them over to the Senate, but the Senate didn't consider them this past session.
The House, of course, always considers bills that are passed by the other chamber.
Yes.
Yes, continue.
Yes, right, exactly. It always works both ways. What those bills did was increase the percentage of the sales tax that would go to mass transit. So it didn't take away, they didn't take away transportation funds, any more transportation funds, and divert them to mass transit, but it increased the percentage of the state sales tax that would go to mass transit. So those were the bills that the House put forth, and they were the governor's proposal in the budget last year to mm-hmm. try to do that. Like I said, the Senate didn't consider them, and the reason they didn't is because the Senate believes that the Senate Republican leadership believes that we shouldn't be talking about transportation funding for mass transit in a vacuum, because transportation funding is a much larger issue than that, and it needs to include roads and bridges too. So the Senate asked the governor to come forward with a proposal that includes funding and a funding solution for roads, bridges, and mass transit all in one package. Mm-hmm. And that just never happened last year. So I think this proposal and this sort of shell game that you mentioned, the moving of funds, is to sort of force that conversation to happen now. So and Steve mentions about how maybe SEPTA and some of the other mass transit systems need to take a hard look at, how their systems are operating and what the funding mechanism is and how they're operating efficiencies or lack thereof are affecting the cost of the systems. That is a conversation that needs to happen as a part of this funding debate that's going to happen hopefully next year. So I think those questions need to be asked for sure, because there probably is some analysis from probably a third party that should go into those questions that you're talking about that should happen with SEPTA. And that is something that the General Assembly should definitely bring into those conversations that will happen next year, because I think we all understand that transportation will be a conversation here in the spring.
Well, I mean, it's one of the things that, state government is actually supposed to do with, providing for, publicly used infrastructure, and certainly with the federal highway system, that's a partnership with the, with the U.S. government, federal taxpayer money. So, again, it'll be interesting as we pivot now from the 2024 election cycle just concluded into the 2026 cycle, which of course is the gubernatorial race and the re-election of Governor Shapiro, and certainly him looking with loftier ambitions beyond that he's looking to burnish his record and to put wins on the board. But I mean, ultimately, there's just not enough money. I mean, you can, no matter how you slice it, the need keeps growing, and that we've got to find a way to not only provide more resources, but we need to make those dollars go further. We need to get more value out of dollars already being spent before we commit any more out of the private economy to go for these public purposes.
I mean, government entities don't actually make money. They rely on the taxpayers to pay them to do things, and that creates a drain on the public. And the taxpayers are not a bottomless pit. They you can't simply maintain bureaucratic monopolies forever that are always drawing income away from those who are out there working hard and doing the best they can to support their families. We come to a point at which decisions have to be made, as you accurately point out.
So Rebecca, please.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, there's just not enough money to go around. I think everyone's come to that conclusion for sure. And this is largely, I mean, every state, we're not the only ones who are dealing with this issue. Every state really is dealing with this right now, these transportation funding issues. And it's largely a federal issue. And it actually is caused by the fact that the federal gas tax and diesel tax hasn't been raised since 1993. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we've seen a lot of inflation since that time. And the big thing is that fuel efficiency has increased so substantially since 1993 that the gas and fuel tax collected on the fuel that's being consumed mm-hmm. is just not there anymore. So that's why we're seeing declining funds at the federal level, and that of course is trickling down to the states. So the states are really looking for other funding options right now, and that's why Governor Wolf proposed the bridge tolling proposal he had to toll nine interstate bridges a couple years ago, and mm-hmm. happily that fell through. We were glad to see that, but they're really looking for funding from any which way right now, and to the point of really trying to find ways to spend that funding that they do have more efficiently. We do need to really push them on that. And I know there's a bill right now that would allow PennDOT to use design build for roadway construction, which would probably save a lot of money instead of design bid build, which would really improve the use of transportation funding that we already have.
You're listening to Capital Watch. I'm your host, David Taylor from Pennsylvania Manufacturers. With me, Rebecca Euler from the Pennsylvania Motor Truck Association and Steve Bloom from the Commonwealth Foundation.
Yeah, the design build approach is something that we definitely should look at, because it would save a lot of funds in roadway construction and maintenance. Design build is where one firm designs and constructs a project rather than a design bid build approach, which is what we use now, where multiple firms work on a project. And it actually could save about 20% to 30% on construction and maintenance in transportation projects.
Well, that would be really significant.
Yeah, it's quite a bit. And I didn't mention that there's a Reason Foundation report that recently found that Pennsylvania is 41st in the nation for highway performance and cost effectiveness. So
that's not that good.
There's definitely room for improvement there, for sure.
Oh, goodness. And again, this is one of these things that, of course, at the national level, we're having this conversation with the Department of Government Efficiency, with the Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, and the advice is just pouring in by the avalanche of things that the federal government is doing that are massively stupid or wasteful or inefficient or just like not needed at all, and it's a revolutionary kind of thinking, but it shouldn't be. I mean, we should always be asking, what is the value that is being derived from the dollars that are being spent? And just throwing, money hand over fist, that's not, you can point to it and say, well, we're taking action, we're spending more, but it doesn't matter unless you're actually getting more value. And the best would be if you would just take the current level of spending and use that better so that you wouldn't need to take more out of the private economy, as I previously said.
And so often it's not a lack of good ideas. There are many, many good ideas about how we could build transportation infrastructure in a more economically sound way. But what we're missing is not the good ideas. There are a lot of good ideas out there, things we could apply right away that would help save the taxpayer millions and millions of dollars on any given subject. But it's a lack of political will. Mm-hmm. There is simply the bureaucratic state, the perpetual monopoly of government in certain arenas is a stubborn thing to remove.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no economic case for it. it should be removed.
Yeah.
But yet the lack of political will, and really it takes courageous politicians, courageous political leaders to challenge these situations and actually stand by the taxpayer.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but in Idaho, that state government there has committed to systematic removal of regulations, and that their attitude is like, look, let's lighten the burden by just getting rid of things. And if a problem develops from not having the regulation, we'll put it back.
Wow.
And the regulatory burden has gone into a steep decline. They've repealed all kinds of stuff.
That's awesome.
And yet the world has not ended and things still seem to be going okay in Idaho. So maybe, just maybe, we never needed all of this overbearing government busy work to begin with.
And it takes us back to the issues with public transportation like SEPTA, where the idea is sound. It's okay to have a municipal mass transit system, but the idea that it should just continuously be bailed out for its own financial indiscretions time after time after time with taxpayer dollars, that's what's wrong with the system.
And it should be, to the greatest extent reasonable, a user pay type system. You know, obviously you've got to consider that, you know, that Philadelphia itself is a, you know, has a lot of people who are poor, and that we need those folks to be able to use, you know, the municipal transportation. But again, if you're going to if you're going to have assistance, the assistance should be concentrated towards the people who really need it, rather than just, you know, having something blanket across the board, like saying, you know, all senior citizens ride free.
Yeah. And I think that's one way to really fix some of these government programs or government subsidized programs, is to really target them at the people they're intended to help. So if that means means testing, for example, the people who really need the assistance, who need SEPTA to be able to get to their jobs and make a living, then let's target those people who need the help rather than subsidizing the entire system, or taking away the market incentive that's there. So let's focus on those people that the system is designed to help, and help them.
Right, because there are a lot of folks who can't afford to have their own vehicle, or to keep that vehicle, you know, fueled and insured and operational and all that stuff. So, the point is very well made, and it also makes me think about the inescapable truth that Pennsylvania makes no sense geographically, because the king didn't know what was over here when he gave the land grant to the Penns. And so as a result, you know, Philadelphians and Pittsburghers and Scrantonians just don't live in the same headspace day by day. And so this is a very, as the name says, southeastern Pennsylvania issue. Not that there aren't other systems, they are, but you know, other than the one in Allegheny County, they're all really, you know, comparatively, they're very small. And so this is part of the friction of, you know, of having our Commonwealth be so broad and you know, geographically and sociologically diverse, is that you're relying on, people from all corners of the Commonwealth to pay for a system that they themselves don't use and may never use.
And it's a microcosm of government attitudes towards spending in general.
Right.
And
more cowbell. Yeah.
A large scale, expensive, top heavy government is going to be tough on taxpayers, because they're going to see themselves as the answer to all the problems. Mm-hmm. And they're going to indulge in creating all sorts of new monopolistic enterprises at the government level that will help some people, but at the cost of hurting many others.
It's too much conversation for the time that we have left in the show, but I mean, lawsuit abuse. Philadelphia is probably America's lawsuit abuse capital, and SEPTA gets hit with all kinds of crazy suits all the time. And so if it wasn't being treated, you know, like a pinata by the ambulance chasers, that would also probably leave more money for actually, you know, getting people to and from their homes. Anyway, I'm David N. Taylor, and I approve that message. So, well, we're running low on time here. Just, Rebecca, final thoughts on on this subject of the day?
Sure. Well, I think this is a conversation that needs to happen next year, and I'm looking forward to it. But it is transportation is a huge issue, and it includes mass transit, but it also includes all the roads and bridges in the Commonwealth. So let's have that discussion.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think, Steve?
Indeed. The discussion is going to be had no matter what. We have to do it. The problem is real. The crisis looms.
Yeah. And, you know, that when it comes to transportation, you know, writ broadly, that it's a critical business issue because all those logistical challenges of getting, you know, with manufacturing, getting raw materials from wherever they're originated to, get them to the factory, get the finished product from the factory to wholesale and retail. Like every single thing that you own was made in a factory mm-hmm. and delivered to the store where you bought it or to your home in a truck.
In a truck. That's exactly right.
So, yep. All right. Well, anyway, that's all the time we've got. Steve, where can people go to learn more about you and your organization and the things that you're doing?
They can visit CommonwealthFoundation.org on the web.
Outstanding. And Rebecca, where can people learn more about the Pennsylvania Motor Truck Association?
They can find us at PMTA.org.
Wonderful. And as ever, you can find me online at PAManufacturers.org. And from Steve and Rebecca and me, thanks so much to all of you for listening. And we will catch you next time on Capital Watch. And now, a town hall commentary from Loman Henry.